Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Disloyal: A Memoir is a political memoir and insider account by Michael Cohen, the former personal attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Published in 2020, it describes Cohen's years inside Trump's business and political world, his close involvement in high-stakes legal and personal matters, and the collapse of his loyalty after criminal investigations and his decision to cooperate with prosecutors. The book is less a traditional campaign memoir than a retrospective accusation, using Cohen's own rise and fall to examine power, corruption, fear, and personal complicity. Its purpose is twofold: to narrate the mechanics of Trump's inner circle from the perspective of someone who is deeply embedded in it, and to explain why Cohen ultimately broke with the man he once defended aggressively. Because the author is both participant and witness, the memoir sits at the intersection of confession, political exposé, and self-justification, making credibility and motive central to how the book is read. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from loyal fixer to public accuser Cohen's reversal of identity. The book is built around Cohen's transformation from an intensely devoted Trump loyalist into one of his most visible critics. That shift gives the memoir its narrative structure and its central tension. Cohen presents himself not as an outside observer who later discovered the truth, but as someone who helped enable Trump's rise and therefore speaks from inside the system he now condemns. This matters because the book is not simply about Trump. It is also about what it means to serve a powerful figure so closely that moral judgment becomes suspended. Cohen's account shows how loyalty can become a professional identity, then a trap, and finally a basis for public repudiation. The memoir uses that arc to frame his eventual cooperation with law enforcement and his congressional testimony as a personal reckoning. Readers are meant to see betrayal in two directions: Cohen's betrayal of Trump and Trump's betrayal of the people around him. That duality gives the book its emotional and political force. Secondly, an insider portrait of Trump's business, campaign, and White House culture. A major strength of the memoir is its access to the everyday habits, pressures, and expectations of Trump's environment across business and politics. Cohen describes a culture shaped by intimidation, improvisation, image management, and aggressive personal loyalty rather than institutional process. Instead of offering a detached policy critique, the book emphasizes how decisions were made through relationships, favors, threats, and messaging. This insider angle helps explain why the memoir attracted readers interested in the practical machinery behind Trump's public persona. The value of the account lies less in isolated headlines than in the cumulative picture it creates of a system where truth was often subordinate to advantage. Cohen depicts himself as someone who helped handle problems before they became public, which makes the book especially focused on concealment, damage control, and reputational protection. In that sense, the memoir functions as a study of how a political and business brand can be maintained through constant crisis management and selective disclosure, even when it depends on ethically questionable conduct. Thirdly, allegations of misconduct and the logic of power without restraint. The memoir's most provocative material comes from Cohen's allegations about Trump's conduct, including racist remarks, sexist attitudes, cheating in business, manipulation of public appearances, and attempts to protect damaging stories through hush money arrangements. Whether readers accept every claim or view them cautiously, the book is clearly organized around the idea that Trump operated with very few internal limits. Cohen's descriptions are not presented as isolated scandals. They are meant to illustrate a broader pattern in which winning justified deception, humiliation, and exploitation. This pattern is important because it helps explain why the memoir became part of the wider public debate over Trump's character, not just his legal exposure. Cohen argues that the same habits that governed Trump's private dealings also shaped his political behavior. The practical implication is that personal misconduct and public leadership cannot be easily separated when the leader's decision-making style is itself built on concealment and domination. The memoir therefore reads as both a personal indictment and a theory of power centered on entitlement and impunity. Fourthly, loyalty, fear, and the cost of speaking against a powerful boss. Another defining theme is the personal cost of breaking with a powerful figure. Cohen portrays the consequences of cooperating with investigators and publishing a critical memoir as severe, including threats, public hostility, and conflict with authorities over his speech rights while incarcerated. This gives the book a strong theme of retaliation and demonstrates how political loyalty can be enforced not only through admiration, but also through fear. Cohen's story is particularly relevant because it shows the risks faced by insiders who cross the line from protection to disclosure. The memoir suggests that silence is often rewarded inside such systems, while honesty can lead to isolation. At the same time, the book is aware that Cohen's own past conduct complicates his moral authority, which makes the cost of speaking out more ambiguous than in a straightforward whistleblower narrative. That ambiguity is part of what makes the memoir analytically interesting. It is not a clean tale of innocence versus corruption, but a story about a compromised participant attempting to expose a larger pattern after years of helping sustain it. Lastly, credibility, self-interest, and the memoir as both evidence and defense. A key reason the book continues to draw attention is that it is inseparable from the question of Cohen's credibility. He is not a neutral historian. He is a convicted former insider whose own legal troubles and shifting public positions shape how the memoir is received. That makes the book more than a political tell-all. It also operates as a defense of the author's choices, a record of his proximity to Trump, and an attempt to reframe his role in the scandals he describes. Readers therefore have to interpret the memoir on two levels: as a source of allegations about Trump, and as an act of self-representation by someone trying to justify a later change of allegiance. This dual function distinguishes it from many comparable political memoirs. The book invites skepticism while also depending on the authority that only an insider can claim. That tension is central to its significance. It is persuasive not because it is detached, but because it is personal, conflicted, and openly entangled with the author's own attempt at redemption and public rehabilitation. In conclusion, Disloyal is best suited for readers interested in political memoirs, Trump-era insider testimony, and the mechanics of loyalty within powerful organizations. It will also appeal to readers who want to understand how personal relationship, legal exposure, and political messaging can become intertwined inside a high-profile administration. The book offers practical value as a case study in reputational control, crisis management, and the personal risks of cooperating with prosecutors after years of complicity. Intellectually, it is useful because it forces readers to weigh testimony, motive, and credibility at the same time, rather than treating insider accounts as simple truth-telling. What makes it stand out from many books about Trump is that it is written by someone who was not merely adjacent to the system, but deeply embedded in it for more than a decade. That proximity gives the memoir force, even as it raises doubts. The result is a rare combination of confession, accusation, and political documentation, making it especially relevant for readers trying to understand both Donald Trump's inner circle and the fragile ethics of loyalty itself. If you would like to support Michael Cohen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.